Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I'm bringing you weekly blogging tips that will help to turn your passion into a profit. It will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And today we're talking about business blogging best practices, part two. That's right, part two. So if you missed last week, you need to check out episode 24 because today I'm giving you the final four of the business blogging best practice tips. Now, as you know, blogging is a great way in which to share content with others, but you want to build a brand and be considered a subject matter expert. Yeah, that SME. And when you're building your blog and turning it into a business, you know, turning it from a hobby to a jobby, you really have to be strategic and focused, not only on creating good content consistently, but that of attracting an audience so that you can broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. So we're going to talk about a few other best practices that's going to help turn that hobby into a jobby. Starting with the power of headlines. That's right. Today we're going to talk about the power of headlines. You know what it's like to be standing in the line at the grocery store and you're waiting to check out and you take a look at all those, I like to call rag mags that are standing there. Some of them have some outrageous headlines. They pique your interest, like women give birth to baby with three heads. Yeah, right. You know that can't be true, but your curiosity has just gotten the best of you. So you pick it up and you start to read. Now, I'm not telling you that you need to create some outlandish headline or even click and bait headlines, which is definitely a no-no. I'm saying that your headline should draw attention or create curiosity, contain some keywords. So when people are searching for you or searching for that topic, your post is found and is relevant to the reader. That's why the clickbait is a no-no. Make sure that your headlines include keywords that are part of your content because people will go to Google and they will search for them and you want to be found on the first page. And speaking of Google, happy birthday to Google. That's right. Google turned 27 years old. It was actually introduced in 1998. Do you remember your life before Google? Oh yeah, right now we don't have to use dictionaries, a thesaurus, paper maps, or even a phone book. Heck, we don't even need recipes or human interaction. We can just Google it. Yeah, and Google is a noun and a verb. However, I digress. Let's get back to headlines. If your headline fails to capture the attention of your readers, your best content will never be read. So I suggest that you write your content first, even before giving it a title, because something may be suited better for your article as you are writing. And install the Yoast plugin. Yeah, Yoast, like toast, but with a Y. Because if you're using WordPress, it's a great plugin that will give you a grade on your title using like the 100% tabulation. For example, 76 out of 100. And you want yours to be at least 50 out of 100. So play around even when you add those titles. But that Yoast plugin is really good to help you out. The second thing I want to talk about is backlinking. Yeah, backlink to previous posts. Now, as a blogger, you are going to be publishing posts on a regular basis. And over time, that's mean you have a lot of content. And they're going to be content and topics that are related or similar to each other. And you can actually backlink with additional information from a previous post. So that's why backlinking is very important. Adding the internal link or the hyperlink to a previous post gives it more juice, more Google juice. It brings it back into circulation. And you know what? Google loves this. More Google juice, that's right, SEO, search engine optimization. So it's never one and done. And you know what? When you include backlinks, it also keeps readers on your blog longer. You never want to let your post just die, especially if they're evergreen, meaning they can be read year after year, week after week, month after month. So backlink older posts to new posts to give you more SEO power or Google juice. And like I said, who doesn't like Google? The next thing I want to talk about is images. That's right, images. Humans have the attention span that less of a goldfish. And we love bright, shiny objects, which is why you should never, ever, ever, never publish a piece of content without an image. If you don't add images, the content may never be read. I remember when I was a kid in school, back in the old days, in the 60s and 70s, we had these big, thick history books. And I would always take a look at the caption. I wanted to see the picture before I read the text. And that's how it still is. We are just wired that way. Humans are visual learners, and we want to have an image. So use images, especially on social media, because you want to stop the scroll. You want people to stop and read what you have in store for them. But be warned, your images have to be copyright and royalty free, just like podcasting. And I have a post on the Del Blogger blog entitled Free Photos. I need you to head over there while we take this quick break. I want you to subscribe to delblogger.com and find that post, Free Photos. Then place an order for a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book. All right, so we're going to take this quick break and we'll be right back.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And on today's episode, we are talking about business blogging best practices, part two. That's right, part two. Last week was part one, and if you missed it, head over there and check it out. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base. It is the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your prospects to take action because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn the passion of blogging into a profit, and you know I can help you. So head over to www.ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings and how you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. Now, before the break, I gave you a few basic, few business practices, business blogging best practices. Say that three times each. The first one I talked about was the power of headlines. That's right. Your headlines has to draw them in. Then I talked about backlinking to previous posts. That's right. It's never one and done. Keep people on your blog longer by taking them to a previous post. We talked about images. That's right. Never, ever, ever, never produce or publish a piece of content without an image. We have the attention span. That's right. Humans have the attention span that less of a goldfish. You've got to capture us. Show us some shiny, bright objects. So now we're going to talk about creating a calendar and following a routine. Yeah. Because, you know, blogging consists of some basic reoccurring tasks, and you should create a content calendar or a checklist that will help you stay organized. When you're publishing a post, then you're posting it to social media, you're checking in and responding to comments, you're sending out emails and newsletters. These are just a few common tasks that can be done daily and weekly. And I have a checklist, and we're going to talk about daily blogging checklists next week. So when you're first starting out, create a calendar and you follow a routine, and that's going to make all the difference. Oh, I'm tongue-tied today. That's going to make all the difference. Remember, this is no longer a hobby. It is a jobby, and it should be treated as such. You should have a regular schedule and keep your tasks on target, and it will help make running your blog a better business. Now, remember, next week, we're going to talk about blogging checklists, and that's going to come in handy as you go along. And I'm going to offer you a copy of that daily blogging checklist by sending an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com. And in the subject line, just put in daily blogging checklist, and I'll send it out to you. These are just a few more of the business blogging best practices that I suggest that you follow so that you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit, turning it from a hobby into a jobby. So make sure you find and follow me on all my social media platforms using the hashtag Delaware Blogger or the Linktree ID Del Blogger. If you'd like to send an email, please feel free to do so at info@ablakeenterprises.com. And make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can purchase a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book for only $9.99. Listen for new episodes each week of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit every Wednesday at 1, where we can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and many more to come. Listen, you can sign up, enroll. We still have some classes left in the EC Podcast Knowledge Academy because I, along with the producer of this show, Daryl Spears, we present weekly webinars that will help to enhance your podcasting experience. So thank you guys all for listening into today's show. I'm Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.